Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see each of you in worship this morning. If I could draw your attention to our church bulletin, there are several announcements listed in here this morning. I will not mention all of those. We'll highlight a few of those. Also, notice the pew pads, which are located at the end of your pew. We invite members and guests alike to take that, jot down your information. We just would like to get a record of your attendance today and thank you for worshiping with us. After you've done that, just pass those back to the center aisle and they'll be picked up later on today. Jeff is back and family is back and we are excited. He's a little tired this morning, but he's here. It's a great day. Today is Graduate Sunday and he wouldn't miss it for the world. We're excited to have our graduates here today as we honor them and any family and friends that are here today to support them. We thank you for worshiping with us today. Also, Jeff mentioned today is the last day for our 144 envelope fundraiser that the youth do for their New York City mission trip, which is coming up. Those envelopes are located in the hallway as you exit today. I invite you to take that, pick up an envelope, follow the information written along, and support our teenagers as they get ready to go to New York City here in a couple weeks. I think Jeff said he had 13 days to recover from his trip to China, and so I think he'll be all right. This week is our last Wednesday night family supper we have for the season, and then we will start June 20th, we'll begin our summer series, The Case for Christ, and that's going to be a bring your own supper, and then we'll start our prayer study at 6:45, supper at 6. You'll want to be here to participate for that as well. Also, there is book club tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If you have any questions, you can see Miss Mary. And there is one other announcement I do want to mention that's not stuck in your bulletin, but it kind of looks like a bulletin. It's the first annual adult camp. There are flyers at the welcome desk. If you would like to go, we are going to Nags Head, North Carolina, October 21st through 25th. Randy and Doris Weeks, many of you know him, will be there at Nags Head leading us in worship. They're a great couple. I've had the privilege to work with him and learn a lot from him over the years about life and also about humor and how to have a good time at church. It'll be a great time together down at Nags Head. If you have any questions, you can see Raymond or any other church staff, and we'll let you know more information about that. But if you're a guest with us today, we want to extend a special welcome to you. Our ushers now are going to come down the aisle. And as they pass, I think our ushers are going to come down the aisle. Ushers? No? Maybe not. Oh, here they are. How are y'all doing this morning? If you're a guest with us today, we just invite you to stick up your hand. They have a packet of information they want to give to you. Inside that packet of information is a letter from our pastor letting you know a little bit more about him and about us. Also inside there is a church highlights, which is our monthly newsletter we put out letting you know about different activities and ministries going on in the life of our church. And we just thank you for worshiping with us today. Like I said, today is Graduate Sunday. It's a day that we honor the graduates. It's a day that we remember their life leading up to this point and how they were raised here and their participation here at the church. And it's a great day to worship our Lord and Savior today. But as we begin our worship, our graduates are going to process in. I invite you to please join me in standing and honor them. Please join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for loving us. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to serve you. Father, this morning as we gather corporately to worship, Father, tune our hearts into you. We want to hear from you, Lord. So, Father, this morning, speak to us as we worship you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Oh, It is good to be in the U.S. It's very good to be with you in worship. I had an opportunity this morning as I was sharing. It's Graduate Sunday. And a couple weeks ago when I was in China, through the beauty of technology, I was able to join in worship. The 9 o'clock video had been posted, and a couple days later, I had an opportunity to worship through the power of the internet, and I was very moved. It was the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep because I didn't really know what time it was. China is 12 hours different. So I couldn't get any further away from Winston-Salem than I was in China. My body never could figure out what time it really was, and you slept when you could. And with a four-year-old who doesn't speak English, that is not very often. But I had an opportunity to worship while they were sleeping. And there's a new song that was done in the worship. It's called So Will I. It's a powerful song, and many of you know it. And tells a story of our job as human beings is to worship God. That's what we were created for. And in the middle of that song, I just began to weep, understanding the gift that I had been given to bring this child. We've adopted a four-year-old little girl to bring her to the States. And what an overwhelming gift that is. And I was struck that I am thankful that I get to raise her here. And then the first Sunday I'm back, it's Graduate Sunday. Parents, there's not a lot of time between you get them and when they leave, right? I am thankful that I get to raise my family here. And I'm thankful that these three, along with many others that you see in the bulletin, both on all our high school graduates on the front and then our college graduates on the back, we have many to be praying for and to be thankful for. And I am excited that it's Graduate Sunday. We have a couple of our college graduates, and one of our high school graduates is going to come and share just briefly. They said very briefly they wanted to share just a little bit about their plans and where they're headed next and how God has been kind of working these last several years. So we invite you to just hear from them as we continue in Graduate Sunday.
Good morning. My name is Cameron Goodman. I recently graduated from Elon University. I graduated with a degree in both sport management and business management. And currently, I'm looking for a job. So if anybody knows of anything, let me know. So as far as what I learned, one quote that I think really encompasses everything is from Winnie the Pooh. It says, "You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think." And I think that really just kind of really describes, you know, what I got out of my college experience. And so now I kind of want to just thank a couple of people. First, my prayer partners, anybody that took the time to think of me, pray for me throughout my 4 years at school. I really appreciate any gifts that you have sent me. I also really appreciate the exam packs. I know they seem like a small, like not a big deal, but when you're working on this huge final project or paper at the end of the semester, those brownies, cookies, whatever really get you through it. Next, thank you for letting me be an intern 2 summers ago. That was just a wonderful experience. I enjoyed every bit of it. Jeff for putting up with me every day. And then last, I want to thank my parents for supporting me financially, number one, and then two, just being there for me emotionally along the way, Matthew too. being there for, you know, my club basketball games most of the time. Just I want to thank you for that. So thank you.
Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is William Henson. For the past 4 years, I had the honor of going to the University of North Carolina at Asheville. A few things that I got to be a part of there. I was the recording studio manager for my department. I graduated with a distinction in music technology. So I can run a soundboard. Thanks to John Cobble, I got the opportunity to be a brother of Sigma Nu for the past 4 years, which was really, really great. Going forward, I am going to do some freelance mixing work and recording engineering until January, at which point I'm going to move back to Asheville. And then from there, I'd like to move to a larger market because, as we all know, pursuing a full-time career as a musician is utterly foolproof. So looking forward to that. I want to say thank you to the church. I've been here, been a part of this church and a part of this body for 22 years. And although I look like I'm 17, I want to thank you for being with me through all of those. Thanks to Raymond and Jeff, Mary, Jason, and everyone on staff here, as well as my prayer partners and my current prayer partner, Rick Matthews. So thank you.
I'm Davis Huff. I will be graduating this weekend from R.J. Reynolds High School, and in the fall I will be attending High Point University, and I'm entering undecided. I have been lucky enough to call this church my second home for the last 18 years, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. I want to thank you guys all for the countless memories, lifelong friendships, and experiences that I wouldn't have gotten any other way. The most important thing to me about College Park is that it supplied me with a loving and supportive and encouraging church family that has led me with my walk with Christ and helped me to form a bond with him that I look forward to having throughout college and beyond. I grew up surrounded by so much love here, and I want to thank you guys for that. And so I'm excited that I won't be too terribly far away for the next 4 years. So thank you.
Now comes to my favorite part of the worship service, because we get to embarrass our high school graduates, which is Davis. We are thankful that our young people get to grow up here, and they have lots of different experiences. And so we usually have a slideshow for the high school graduates, and so we want to just take a few minutes and to remember the class of 2018.
Child of wonder, child. remember me when the color of a sunset fills the sky. Remember me when you pray and tears of joy fall from your eyes.
Action.
Yeah, I like to be near. Honey, let's go. Children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, old enough to lead. And edge to edge and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace, child of wonder, child of God, I remembered you. Remember me.
Age to age and heart to heart, child of wonder, child.
Will you pray with me? Father, we understand that life is about change and transition. And change can be difficult and hard, but we can be reminded of what we base our life on. What truly matters to us. We wrestle and we ask questions and we wonder. And for this class, whether they're graduating high school or graduating college, we pray a special blessing on them in the days of transition to come. May they know your presence more and more than ever before. Thank you of how this congregation has rallied around them for years and years and will continue to be. This is not the end. This is just a change. This will always be home. May we all continue to pray for them and their families. God, help us to find a way to support and love. And may they be a reminder of how thankful we should be for your presence in our lives. Walk with us all, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for these graduates and we lift them up to you. And we thank you for their success and for the potential for more success that they represent. Bless them as they journey out to a new mission field and guard their safety and their enthusiasm. Bless these gifts as they go out as well, Lord, and use them to further your mission and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
love that. Offertory. That was cool. That was cool. Choir, you look very colorful. Very colorful. You can tell it's summertime when the choir drops the robes. Yes, yeah. Oh, graduates. William, Cameron, I can tell you one thing. Davis is delighted that y'all are here. She is delighted. In the 9 o'clock service, she'd already heard this sermon. She got it all. I mean, she was right there. I mean, when I'm preaching in 9 o'clock service, Davis, you can just take a little nap, honey. It's good. You've heard all this, but she's delighted you're here. We're glad that you all are here. We're so proud of you. Let me just say that first up, and to all those that are listed, we are so proud of our graduates. And as I was thinking, grads, about where you are in your lives and tried to remember that far back, you know, it occurred to me that you're kind of at one of those moments, like I made reference to last week. The children of Israel are getting something incredible. They're getting ready to step out. They're getting ready. They'd been following God. Now, granted, they had their issues with that whole trust and obedience thing, and that kind of put them a little behind schedule. But now they're here. They've arrived at this moment where they're getting ready to cross the Jordan River and into the promised land. And with Joshua's leadership, they are now ready to cross this river and enter what God had promised them generations before, a land of plenty and then some. And last week I referenced this and said that they put a memorial in place because they wanted to remember. They wanted to remember all that had brought them to that day, and they wanted to be able to look back and say, God is faithful. He is faithful. It is a significant day in your lives. I can tell you that when I stood at the brink of graduating from high school, I thought I was stepping into the promised land. Yeah, one short summer is all I have to endure, and then I get to go to Winston-Salem and enter into this adventure called Wake Forest. I mean, how hard can studying be? This is going to be glorious. That was my thought process. Boy, was I so wrong. It was good. And I hear people say, well, you know, high school is the best years of your life, or college is the best years of your life, as we talked about before 9 o'clock service. If that's true, you peaked too early. You truly peaked too early. You guys have nothing but bright futures. I can tell you that. I know that. You've spent the last 12 years or 13 plus years of schooling, if you count kindergarten and preschool and all of that. And all of those years have added up to equal today. They've brought you here. A day where you would do well to make a memorial. Maybe you don't pile up a bunch of rocks, but maybe something that's significant that you can remember this day. Something that you can give thanks for, not only God, but His presence, the presence of these people, the influence of these people in your lives. You know, if high school grads are entering the promised land, college grads, I'm not sure what you're doing. Maybe you're leaving the promised land and going into real life. You know, and it's waiting there to smack you in the face. But real life's good. It's okay. Real life is good too. My daughter Ashton is sorry she was not able to be here. She graduated in December, but she really kind of wanted to be here for graduate Sunday from college. But as you will find out, when you enter the work world, you don't always control your schedule. And saying that's one of those aspects of real life, but it's good too. Real life is good too. But as we think about the promised land and entering the promised land, whatever that looks like in your journey, I would say we need to take a lesson from Joshua, the leader of the Israelite nation, as they began to cross into the Jordan River. God gave him some pretty specific and very encouraging instructions there. It began in Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. God tells Joshua, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You see, as they entered into this promised land, God spent a little time with Joshua as their leader and gave him a couple commandments. He said, number one, be strong. Be strong. Be strong and courageous. That sounds good. That sounds good, but how do you get strong? Well, there's this group of people in our culture now called strength trainers or personal trainers. And they're very valuable for people that want to get stronger or want to get in shape. You know, for those that have been in strength training or been in programs like, was it P90X or Insanity or those type of workout programs, there's protocols in those programs that are put in place to help you tear down muscle. To tear it, literally, you break apart the fibers. As you stress the muscles, you begin to break apart the fibers. And with proper rest and nutrition, then they rebuild. With proper rest and nutrition, the muscles rebuild. If you do not give them proper rest and you do not give them nutrition they need, then this fascinating body that God has given us is not able to do what it was designed to do, and that is to rebuild itself. Okay, so it is crucial for physical training. As you rebuild muscle, you need to have proper rest, proper nutrition, and that is how you build strength. That's what equals strength. Now, there's another part of this that's really kind of a fascinating equation. God has created us in His image, right? We all know that, right? From Scripture, we know God's created us in His image. But what does that really mean? My interpretation of that is that God created us not to look like Him, but that we are like Him in the sense that we are mind, body, and spirit, just as He is mind, body, and spirit. And so we must develop all aspects of our humanity, of our God-likeness, if you will, mind, body, and spirit. We need to build strength in our minds and in our spirit. We need to have proper nutrition. We need to have rest. And trust me, as David says, you go off to school, and if you all decide to go to grad school or along that line, you know, you're going to have a lot of new freedoms if you go into the work world, a lot of new freedoms. But you must remember, in order to remain whole to that image of God, in order to remain whole, you must give attention to each of those aspects, mind, body, and spirit. The exercising of your mind will be demanded of you, especially you, Davis, if you want to go back for a second semester. Yeah, you know, you will have to learn. You will have to do things and learn from that. If you want to have rest, if you want to have nutrition for your minds, and this applies to all of you and all of us, if you want to have proper nutrition for your minds, God gives it to Joshua, and we need to hear it. He says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Meditate on it. Literally, ruminate on it. But if I say ruminate, you may not know what we're talking about. You know what a cow does? A cow chews its cud. Why does it do that? Because it's bored? No. No, well, that may be part of it. I don't know. But it does it so that it can get all the nutrition out of its food. I could explain it to you, but it's a little gross, so I won't tell you how all that works. But the idea was to ruminate, to meditate, to keep it ever going, ever working in your mind, to keep God's word ever circulating through your thought processes. Literally, ruminate. So my lesson from this is keep good stuff going in your mind. Keep good stuff going in there. Resist the junk food and the garbage that's so readily available in the culture, in colleges. Resist the junk food, okay? Keep the good stuff there, the grow food. And the exercising of your body will also be essential to good mental health. You know you feel better mentally and emotionally when you've had some exercise, right? Go go for a hike, do those things, get some good physical exercise. It will make your body, all three aspects of your body, feel a lot better and function better. So get that exercise, get your rest, get your eating healthy in order there. It will make all the difference as whether you can function, whether it's at college or in the workplace, at your highest performance level. And the same is true with every one of us. We just feel better when we're healthy. And finally, we've kind of covered building strength. We've kind of, that with the body, with the mind, and there's also the spirit. You must exercise your spirit. And trust me, your spirit will be tested. It will be stressed. Not only as entering the workplace, but also on college campus. Your spirit will be stressed. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it can lead to a lot of growth. But remember, God does not put us in an environment where our faith and our dependence upon Him is going to allow us to sink. God does not put us. We may choose to go apart from God's will and put ourselves in those kind of environments. But even in those worst moments, even in those bad choices, even in those tough situations, remember, God's grace is sufficient. God's grace. If you go under your own strength and your own power, you got to turn quickly. God's grace is sufficient. And in the proper stretching and in the proper testing of our faith, remember that there will be times when you need to rest, you need to recover, when you need nutrition. And for those times, I cannot stress how important it is for you to have a community of believers around you to encourage you. It's sometimes overwhelming when you think about all the people that have been involved in your lives as you grew up in this congregation. It really is. And there are going to be times when you're on your own and you need a congregation to be a part of. So make that number one priority. Whether you move, whether you're in work, whether you're in college, wherever you are in life, make that a priority. I can't tell you how many times that people have told me, well, when it came into the service, I was really at a bad place in my life. But through the worship, through the encouragement, through people speaking to them, for people saying, how are you doing? They read it on your face. They go, how are you doing? How can I help you? How can I pray for you? What's going on with you? Those type of things, you're going to have those moments when you need people, when you need worship with other people. So make that a priority in your life. Be strong. Be diligent. Continuing to build your mind, body, and spirit. Exercise all of them. Rest all of them. Feed all of them with the proper stuff. So be strong. Be strong. Second, be courageous. Verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Verse 7 says, be strong and very courageous. Verse 9 says, be strong and courageous. Exactly. So you say, well, why do we need courage? Why do we need courage? Because even though we may be in the promised land, even though you think you're in the promised land, there are very real dangers, even in the promised land, very real dangers that can kill you if you're not choosing wisely. Yes, building strength is important, but where does that courage come from? Where does courage come from? I don't know about you, but my courage does not come from my strength. My courage comes from knowing it is God's strength within me that equips me for all that He has for me to do. It takes courage to say no to temptations on campus or in the workplace. It takes courage to say no to temptations that do not glorify God. It takes courage to perhaps be the only one in your office suite or be the only one on your freshman hall who refuses to partake in the activities that are not godly. It takes courage to stand up for your faith in an academic environment or in the workplace where both can challenge your faith and perhaps even mock your faith. It takes courage. And the good news is God's strength is sufficient. For all of those challenges, God's strength is sufficient. Do not make the mistake of leaning on your own understanding, your own courage, or your own strength. Trust God. He is our source of courage. And how do you learn to trust God? He tells us, Verse 7 again, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law again depart from your mouth. Meditate, ruminate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Proud of y'all. Proud of all of y'all. And you are embarking on exciting times, whether it's college or work and whatever it brings. Exciting time. It can be a time of remarkable growth. Even in a land fraught with danger, there's incredible growth potential. The choices you make will determine the foundation that the rest of your life builds upon. The choices you make now. So protect your body, mind, and your spirit. You will be strong. I know you will. You will be courageous. I have confidence in that. And remember, in those weak moments when you don't feel that strong, and maybe even with God's help, you don't feel like you're up to the task, look around you. We all have cell phones, at least most of us. And you know our phone numbers. 24/7, night or day, you call us. We're there for you. Amen. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for the privilege of knowing you, for the privilege of being created in your image. We pray for the strength, the wisdom to know how to continue to build these bodies, these minds, this spirit, so Father, we can become more like you, that we can become more like your Son as he modeled how to love God and how to love people, that we would learn and do the same. God, we pray for these graduates, and we pray that in the next days and weeks as they experience new excitement and new freedoms and lots of new choices, that you would guide their steps, that you would give them your wisdom and your peace for their journey. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. If you're here this morning and you've been touched by this time of worship, a time where we've experienced corporate worship together as we've heard from God's word. If you're not a believer, if you're not a Christian yet, we'd like to invite you. I'll be here as we stand and sing in just a moment. Love to talk with you about that. Love to talk with you about your relationship with Christ. If you are a believer, but maybe you've kind of strayed off the path a little bit, maybe not quite as excited about your journey as you used to be, there's a way to get back on track. God hadn't left. God hadn't gone anywhere. Okay, we just need to direct our path back to him. And certainly you can do that where you're standing and singing and praying there. The altar will be open again. I'll be here at the front. Be glad to talk with you about your decision. If you're here and you'd like to be a member of this church, in a lot of ways our church receives members. I'll be glad to talk with you about that. Whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now.
Thank you.
you to remain standing. We'll have the benediction. And then if you will continue to stand in place, our graduates will recess following the benediction. And as they clear the back, I'll give you a signal, give you an opportunity to greet one another, encourage one another. Be sure and meet the guests that are with us this morning. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your house, to be together, Father, to worship you, to learn from your word. Father, we pray that we would continue to lift these graduates who are transitioning into new parts of their lives, that we would keep them in our thoughts and in our prayers, even as we continue to keep one another, all of us, in our thoughts and prayers, lifting each other up. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.